You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Something the Lord just dropped in my heart this week is regarding our testimony. Your testimony, when it's authentic and when it's real, it's something that glorifies God's name. Your testimony, when you are busy fulfilling what God has called you to do, is one of the most powerful things. Revelations 12 verse 11 says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So there's power in your testimony. Many times people are waiting on the other side of your testimony, what you are saying, what you are declaring. In Psalm 107 verse 2, the Passion Translation says, "So go ahead, let everyone know it. Tell the world how we broke through and delivered you from the power of darkness and has gathered us together from all over the world. He has set us free to be his very own." That's our testimony when you are born again, born from above, that God has set you free from darkness. But more than anything, he's brought us together, different nations. Amen. That's the testimony of Household of Christ. The testimony of Household of Christ. And the message I want to share this morning is your mandate determines your testimony. Do you know that you have a mandate from heaven? Turn to the person next to you and say, there's a mandate from heaven. And you have to fulfill it. A mandate is something that's backed by authority. A higher authority, a command, an instruction, an assignment. When the court gives a mandate or the president's office gives a mandate, it's backed by authority. And you know there will be a fulfillment of that. But we have our responsibility when it comes to that. You know, as God's creation, you have a mandate from heaven. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." God has given you a mandate for your life when you were not even born. Turn to the person next to you and say, this is serious stuff. Heaven is interested in you and has given you an assignment and wants you to fulfill that assignment. Your mandate determines your testimony. It's very important to know what's your mandate, what is the assignment that heaven has given you. When you accept that mandate, heaven's plan starts to work in your life. Heaven gets involved in your life. And you'll experience a force from above, the Holy Spirit, that will help you to see the fulfillment thereof. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Listen to me. God had planned, predestined good things for you to do. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, that which heaven predestined for us, the mandate of heaven, does my testimony line up with a mandate? Because heaven has planned good things for you. And we should discover those things and know what that mandate is so that we can walk in it, so that God's name can be glorified in us and with us and through us. I think the most powerful testimony is when we can say, I've walked in what God has prepared for me. You know, many times we have plans for our own lives. Let me see your hand. Who had plans for their own lives? I had plans for my own life. But then God will step in and say, this is the plan that I've got. Can you imagine a Mary, a teenager, her angel appears to her and says, heaven's got a mandate for you. You're going to give birth to Christ Jesus. And it's going to bring salvation to all of mankind. And she said, let it be according to your word. Family, listen to me. All of us have got a Jesus assignment. All of us has got a Jesus assignment on the inside that we have to give birth to. A mandate from heaven. When Mary said, let it be according to your word. Will you say that today regarding the heavenly mandate that God has given you? I know we're here on earth. I know we want to do our own things. But we have a mandate from heaven. God is a loving God. God is a God that wants to forgive our sins. God has got a plan for your life, a mandate for your life. Amen? But the Lord spoke to me, said, if you want to fulfill the mandate that I've got for you to reach nations, you're going to have to put your Afrikaans Bible aside, not because there's anything wrong with Afrikaans, but because English is the language that brings people together that everybody can understand. And if I can preach English and read English and pray English, I'll be able to minister to you. You know, let me just confess this. I actually thought when I got saved that stubbornness is a good characteristic of any Christian. Turn to the person next to you, say deception. Stubbornness is not a characteristic of a Christian. The Bible actually says stubbornness is witchcraft, amen? It's not good for you. But some of us have got so much stubbornness in us that sometimes we cannot fulfill our mandate. I shared with, I think it was my children or some people, I said, when the Lord said, put this aside so that you can do what you have to do in this nation, in my heart I knew I was not God's first choice. There's other people that did not listen. But I said, okay, Lord, not my will, your will. And started reading English, praying in English, sharing in English to fulfill a mandate. Will you let go of what you have to let go to fulfill your mandate, that it can become part of your testimony? Give the Lord a hand. I don't think I'm special. I just think it's by the grace of God that I obeyed. And what seemed ordinary has had an extraordinary effect in the spirit. Today we have a church with 28 cultures. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Let me just tell you this. If you have a mandate from heaven and you want a testimony, what is the first four letters of testimony? Test. So I want to tell you, you are going to write some tests if you want to fulfill your heavenly mandate. But the good news is you have a friend in the Holy Spirit, a helper that will help you so that you can fulfill your mandate, so that your testimony can give glory to God. Amen. Paul, he had a mandate, a serious mandate. He was a Pharisee. He knew the Torah, and yet God called him to the Gentiles. But look at this. I want to show you Acts 9 verse 17. Look at this. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you're going to fulfill your mandate, especially if it's a big mandate, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one, you need to get born again. And then you need to get filled with the Holy Spirit. But I want to show you here. Ananias is a behind-the-scenes man. Nobody knows about him. But God speaks to him and says, I want you to go and meet up with Paul. The first time when the Lord spoke to him, he said, this guy's killing people. He's killing Christians like me, Lord. Are you sure I have to go to him? Has the Lord given you a mandate that scared you? Just raise your hand. When the Lord gives you a mandate that scares you, He will assure you that what you're doing is the right thing. He says, it's fine. I've called him to be a vessel of honor. Meet with him. You have to lay hands on him so that he can receive sight. You have to lay hands on him so that he can be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to see here, many times you think a mandate is just for pastors, for bishops. This is an ordinary, behind-the-scenes person that God gives a mandate to go to a Paul. There are certain people that only you can reach. Turn to the person next to you and say, no more excuses. Turn to the person on the other side. Say, a mandate is not just for a pastor. You also have a mandate. Am I talking to the right people here? It's not a pastor who prayed for Saul. It was Ananias. Somebody that could hear God's voice, understood his mandate, and could go and fulfill his assignment. And his mandate became part of his testimony. I lay hands on Saul. He received his sight and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. There are people that only you can reach. I cannot reach them. Your mandate is to reach out to them, to pray for them. Can I have a loud amen?
Amen.
Turn to the person next to you and say, whether you like it or not, you have a mandate. There's nothing more fulfilling here on this earth than being in sync with your heavenly mandate. What God has called you to do. Many of you have a mandate from God to do certain things, but your testimony is something completely different. Your mandate and your testimony should line up with each other. Saul, when his mandate changed, his testimony changed. The Bible says in the book of Acts, I think it's 8, it says, he caused havoc in the church. But once the mandate changed, he was preaching in the church. So many people that you are looking at, you're thinking, what's this person doing? As soon as their mandate changes, as soon as they have an encounter with God, everything about them will change. He went from causing havoc to bringing peace, bringing salvation. In the same way, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. You know what happened? 2 verses later, verse 20. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? When your mandate changes, your testimony will change. When you have an encounter with Jesus, your mandate will change. Many of you have gone in the wrong direction, a mandate to kill, steal, and destroy, like a Saul. But one encounter with Jesus and that mandate changes and your testimony changes. Turn to the person next to you and say, your testimony can change. Your heavenly mandate determines your testimony. Do you know what's your heavenly mandate? Your mandate determines your testimony. Your testimony is what will give glory to God. Your testimony is what will bring hope to people. They're overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Are you ready to embrace the process? Some of you have been running away from your mandate. This is what Paul wrote. He said, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. The heavenly mandate. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Can I just say this? Part of your testimony will always be to let go of the past. Turn to the person next to you, go like this, say, let it go. Say, let it go. Whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's a disappointment, whether it's bitterness, whether it's hatred, let it go. Let it go. If you don't let it go, it will keep you back to fulfill your mandate. That thing that's keeping you back is not part of your testimony. Your testimony is, let it go. I used to hurt the church. I used to prosecute the church. Now I'm building the church. More than anything, your mandate will deal with your heart. What you want and what God wants. What heaven desires and what you want here on earth. You know, those things can be different. Am I talking to the right people here? Turn to the person next to you and say, are you still holding on to your mandate? King Saul was anointed by the same Samuel that anointed David. But Saul never fulfilled his mandate Because he became big in his own eyes. And he did not finish strong. But David, although king, the Bible says he served his generation. Yes, he had servants who served him. But David was known as a man that served his generation. He understood his mandate. He was there to build God a house and to serve his generation. He said, one thing I've desired, one thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. That's what it was about. God's presence. Do you understand your mandate? Does your mandate and your testimony align with each other? Because it's time for us to align our mandates with our testimony. David, he messed up so much. But you know what David could do? When David messed up, he could drop his king's cloak, fall on his knees and say, Lord, I've sinned against you and you alone. Create in me a pure heart and a contrite spirit, and do not let your spirit depart from me. Saul, when he sinned, you know what he said to Samuel? He said, yes, I know I had sinned, but please honor me in front of the people. It was more about the people for him than what was about God. Our mandate is about God. Turn to the person that you say, the mandate is about God. In 1997, I went into ministry. And it was some of the best times of my life. Serving in a ministry and just seeing what God was doing. But you know, by 2001, because of situation and circumstances, I had to leave the ministry. Turn to the person that you say, mandate. You know what happened during that time? The Lord spoke to me and said, you have left ministry because of situations and circumstances, but your mandate is still to be a pastor. He said, you can stay in business and be a Christian businessman and be successful and be a blessing to many ministries, and people will know you as a Christian businessman that's doing a lot of things. But when you stand before me one day, the mandate that I've given you is to be a pastor, and you'll give account as a pastor. So everybody will know that you're doing great things as a Christian, but when you stand before me, you'll give account as a pastor. I hope I'm ministering to some hearts here. Your mandate doesn't change because situation, circumstances, or location changes. Because you're a pastor in heart, not outwardly. Some of you as businessmen, your mandate that God has given you has not changed. Can I have one amen at least? Be true to your mandate. Many have got a mandate, but your mandate right now does not reflect the true testimony. I hope I'm challenging you right to your core, that God would shake you up and that you would get aligned with your heavenly calling. You are called to be a kingdom builder. God has given you that mandate and that grace, and God has been blessing you financially. But instead of building his kingdom, you've been building your own kingdom. You're going to stand before God one day and give account. It's not about what we are building here on earth. It's not about that. It's not even about this building. It's about God's presence and how many people's lives can be changed. You know the scripture in Isaiah, the mandate that God gave us? It says, say to the cities of South Africa, behold, here is your God. It says, be not afraid. Be not afraid is just another way to say, have faith. You know what's the one word that God has given us to share the mandate? 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have been made to drink into one spirit. Whether you Zulu or Venda, or Tswana or Pedi, or Afrikaans or English, you've been baptized into one body. Baptized into one body. If you are born again from above, from the Holy Spirit, from heaven, you've been baptized into one body. It's about, can you be one in the Spirit? Baptized into one body. In other words, Hendrik, come here quickly. He's about 20 years older than me, but he looks my age, eh? That's the Lord for you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's got nothing to do with our skin color. It's got everything to do about what's here. Amen. I should be able to feel what he's feeling, and he should be able to feel what I'm feeling if we've been baptized into one body.
Amen.
But if I think he's different, and I see him in a different way, and I treat him in a different way, then I cannot feel what he's feeling.
Amen.
If he thinks he's better than me, or I think I'm better than him, it's not the Spirit of Christ. The Bible says, baptized by one Spirit into one body to drink from the same Spirit. That when we come here, we drink from the same Holy Spirit. The same cup of love that's filling his heart is filling my heart. It's overflowing to everybody out there.
Amen.
That's what God wants. Amen. Then we become of one mind, one heart, one Spirit. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Then we understand that if we want a new South Africa, it doesn't happen from the outside in. It's from the inside out. Jesus is the only hope for this nation. People being born again. When you are born again, all things have passed away. Anything that he might have felt against me, or anything I may be felt against him, has passed away. All things have become new. It's now not Bernard's way or Hendrik's way. It's now the Jesus way.
Amen.
And now we can drink from the same Spirit. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
This is what God has called us to do. This is what we should be preaching. A matter of fact, when you are born of love, it's the same love. The same love of Jesus that's in me is in him. The same working of the Holy Spirit of love that's in me is in him. So when you are born of love, the same Jesus love that loved the whole world so much that he died for everybody, you cannot be born again and be a racist.
Amen.
You need to get saved. I know people have disappointed you. I know people have hurt you. But that's why the Bible says, as Christ has forgiven me, as Christ has forgiven him, forgive.
Amen.
That's how we bring reconciliation. That's how we bring healing. Not from the outside in, from the inside. Let Jesus first heal you. Then you can go and bring healing. Am I helping some of you here?
Amen.
Turn to the person that you say you have a mandate. When you see God's face, you will discover your divine mandate. And that is in the new creation in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New. A new way of doing things. Every Sunday when you turn to the person next to you and you look at them and you say, I can see Jesus in you. I see him in your eyes. I hear him in your voice. And it brings hope to my heart because I know Jesus Christ is my hope and my glory. We're not just saying it. We really believe it. Your mandate determines your testimony. Many of you are successful today because your mothers prayed for you. Your fathers prayed for you in such a way because they saw it as a mandate from heaven to pray for their children. And a Samuel can be born that when he prophesies, his words does not fall to the ground. And he can go and anoint kings that brings deliverance to a whole nation. So your mandate is never ordinary. If you're just a housewife, you could be a mother just praying. But that mandate to pray, oh my God, you don't know what you're imparting to that child. I hope I'm talking to some of you that feel, what am I doing at home with these children? Praying, 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 praying. Let me see mommies at home praying for children. My message today is reflect on what God has called you to do. Think about the mandate, because your mandate determines your testimony. And our testimony should align with the mandate from heaven, not what we want to do here on earth. Many times God can realign and change what we want to do to what He wants to do. His will, not our will. Amen? So think upon that. Peter thought his mandate was to be a fisherman. And the Lord looked at him and said, no, I'm making you a fisher of men. And even in that disappointment, God took him from where he was to where God wanted him to be. But he had to yield to the mandate that heaven had for him. And say, Lord, your will, not my will. And God could take even a Peter and build his church and use him as an apostle. Every one of the men of God and the women of God, you'll see when they accepted their mandate from heaven, their testimony changed. When God speaks to you and you know you have a mandate, fulfill that mandate. Be faithful to that mandate. If you know what the mandate is and you've drifted away, say, Holy Spirit, help me. Let me get back on track to be who you've called me to be, that my testimony and my mandate can align with each other. See you later.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.